This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, already Wednesday.
Day.
Yesterday was such a perfect day. Today, a little bit cooler, but lots of sun and just, you know, delightful springtime weather. It's just nice, beautiful out, already gorgeous.
Bright sunshine day. So good.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Floorcraft. Save up to $1,000 during the Claws and Paws flooring sale at Floorcraft Carpet One, San Francisco. Refresh your floors, kitchen, bath, and save. Visit floorcrafthome.com for details. Got all the details there. We are going to start with Demi Lovato. So, Nikki, you're a big fan. Are you going to listen to her new podcast?
Yeah, I am. I'm just interested to see, like, what it's about and everything. And because... I wonder if it's going to tail off of where her documentary
ended.
So I'm just curious to see where she's going to take it.
Episode one is today. So it's called 4D with Demi Lovato. And it's available now on Odyssey. Odyssey. That's right. We've got Demi Lovato in the Odyssey stable. You can also get it, you know, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Well, it says right here.
Get it from Odyssey.
Well, obviously, right?
That's where you want to go.
Well, they've got all the best podcasts there, including our secret show. So certainly want you to participate.
Oh, it's right there on the home
screen.
Right on
I'm sure it is. They've got Demi Lovato in their stable.
I love that picture of her. Her eyebrows look so good.
Her eyebrows? Let me have a look. Turn it around.
Well,
turn it around.
Sorry.
Nicole.
I don't think you can. You can't really see it.
Nope, can't see it.
She's washed out in the photo. Yeah, you can't see it.
So it's like Jane. She doesn't have a face.
Her eyeshadow is really nice, too.
Oh, goodness. Well, hold on. You want to have the Odyssey app. I'm going to take a look at this. If you don't have the Odyssey app already, get it. And then you can do what we're doing and look at things.
So scroll down.
All right.
And
oh, there she is.
The banner. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
So Demi Lovato is going to do a podcast. It's available on the Odyssey app. Is she going to be doing this daily or are we looking at weekly installments? Does it even say?
It's weekly. It's every Wednesday.
Okay.
That apparently is the day the podcasts come out. So new episodes, they give all the credits for it and everything. But basically what you need to know here is 4D with Demi Lovato is available now on Odyssey. Do we have a little chunk of this?
Yeah, we do. Here's a little snippet.
I want to take this moment to share something very personal with you. Over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work. And through this work, I've had the revelation that I identify as non-binary. With that said, I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them. I feel that this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still am discovering.
Crap, I've been calling her she this whole time.
And you'll have to pay way more attention when you address me, which is important to me. I want to be a bigger pain in the ass. I mean, I want you to work hard whenever you speak of me publicly, or you'll be shamed. Thank you.
I'll do my best, Vin.
I
try to respect people's pronouns.
I don't like... Look, I say this as a selfish person. I appreciate that she wants to be that.
They want to be that.
Right. But I feel like they're making anyone around them just work harder, and it doesn't feel...
It leads to misunderstandings, the they, them. I actually like the Z pronouns. Because they at least sound, they don't, because they sounds like plural to me.
My friend is younger sibling. Sorry, I was thinking about it. That's why. Younger sibling is non-binary. And it was hard, really hard for me in the beginning. So when I refer to my friend's younger sibling, I say it like that. And I usually just use their name when I'm referring to
that's
them.
That's the easiest way, I
that's
think.
That's what I'll do. Just put Demi in there.
Yeah, so instead of saying, like, her or they, them, just put Demi. Like, yeah. It's just
let me try
it's just
it.
Easier that way.
Episode one is a very special one for Demi, as Demi is sharing deeply personal news with listeners of Demi's coming out as non-binary and exploring this new journey through Demi's conversation with someone named Alok, A-L-O-K, Vade Menon, acclaimed A-L-O-K. Gender non-conforming writer, performer, and public speaker.
A-L-O-K?
So wait, A-L-O-K? When they say non-conforming, is this sort of, I guess, do you take that as a rebellion of sorts then?
Gender non-conforming. They feel that they can't put their finger on
what they identify
a male or
with.
Female identity. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But right. I try to be respectful of people's pronouns.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, I know that my comments probably come off as disrespectful, and I don't mean them to. I just feel like, okay, you can have that without making everyone who talks about you suddenly be disrespectful because they can't get it straight.
Right.
But okay.
Sometimes even when you've got the pronoun right the first couple times, you drop a she or a he in there by accident, on accident.
Right.
And then you're suddenly at the villain.
I actually fear more people will skip stories about them in the future because they'll go,
that one's
can't
tough.
Be.
I keep screwing that up and catching flack for it.
Well,
look,
be.
You know, all we can do is our best.
It's going to get easier with time because I mentioned this before, but now in college, when you go around the room and say your name, the professors ask, and please list what pronouns you want to go by.
If you're not going by obvious pronouns.
Yeah, like if you aren't going by he, him, or whatever.
She, her.
Yeah, she, her. Please list other. Right. So go around the room and it's like, oh, my name's Nicole. My pronouns are she, her, and I like to drink. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, something that would sum it all up. I got it.
Yeah.
To me, it feels unnecessary, but okay. Everybody's got to figure out how they want to be.
It's very common now in school to do that. So it'll get easier with time.
All right.
Yeah, I see that in people's profiles a lot.
Yeah, and on LinkedIn, you put that under your name, what your pronouns are.
Right.
And so there's someone, Instagram, you can do that now too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's fine if that's what you want to be addressed as, then I feel better knowing.
Put that on LinkedIn. That's just personal. I feel like anyone
I see it all the time.
Profile. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wouldn't.
If that's how you want to be referred to, you should let people know.
I see it all over TikTok too.
If you've got a preference, let people know. They'll do their best. I don't think anyone's out. Well, there are people out to hurt other people, but I'm not one of those people.
I just want a job. I'm on LinkedIn and I don't have a job. I just want, you can call me
whatever
Frank
you
if you want. I just want, I don't care what you call me.
Can I get
I need a job.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks.
Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short.
Okay.
Those three. Selena, Steve Martin, and Martin Short, they are starring in a show together. This is a Hulu show. It premieres on August 31st, and they've released a teaser for it. It's called Only Murders in the Building. So the three of them are strangers. They all live in the same building. One of the neighbors dies, and it's mysterious. And it turns out that all three of them are true crime fans. So as they're it comes up in the building and they're all in the elevator together, say, and they start talking about this and they realize that they're all into it. So the clip opens with the three of them discussing what makes for a great murder mystery. So Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez starring in something called Only Murders in the Building. There, we put the full trailer up. It's cute. I have to say, it looks, I'm a fan of each of these people individually. Mm-hmm. I think Steve Martin is I love Martin Short. Selena, I like that one
Selena's
song.
Selena's a weird casting move, but it could certainly work. And I do love those guys as well, as you mentioned.
She's very charming on her little cooking show that she's got too. And she's here. We're going to sample a little bit of her acting skill, Vinny, if you want to check this out.
A great murder mystery unpeels itself like an onion.
The secrets are the fun part.
Sometimes it's easier to figure out someone else's secret than it is to deal with your own.
We're going to go down there and look around for clues.
You want to come?
Do I want to break into a dead guy's apartment and go through all his shit? Sounds like an afternoon.
She's amazing.
Oh, it ended?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and honestly, there's a lot more to the trailer, but it wasn't all talking. So we took all the talking parts. And by we, I mean Brent.
Mm. Okay.
It's just my pronouns are we. So we win.
Nicely done.
Sure. So Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short all starring together in a Hulu show. August 31st it starts. It's called Only Murders in the Building, and we put the teaser trailer up.
It looks funny.
It does look, I have to say, I thought, well, look at this. There's something I'll be watching. As if there aren't 50,000 other choices on TV. I'm going to watch that.
You'll never get to it.
Speaking of shows I'm going to definitely watch, here's one. HGTV. I'll pretty much watch it. I'll give anything they put on HGTV a shot because I love that channel and it's often just on. So I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, go right. I like this.
Okay.
So Lil Jon.
What?
Yep, that Little John. Okay.
Okay.
He has landed his own HGTV home improvement show.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's he into? What's his thing? What's his angle?
He wants to F your place up, is what it sounds like. The show is called Little John Wants to Do What? It will follow him as he offers skeptical homeowners startlingly unconventional renovation ideas that seem not just startling, but impossible to execute. And he's got a team of people. One of the ladies she's on a show called Mega Dens. Have you ever seen this on the DIY network?
I haven't.
It's great. It's like the ultimate man cave experience. These guys have a place. They're like, I want to make it a man cave. I want to make it a den, whatever. And they just load it with, you know, it's the wall of screens with the pool table and the Mondo bar and the golf stalls. You ever see those where it looks like you can pick the course you're playing on, and based on your shot and your putts and all that, it tells you how you do on that course.
Sure.
They're out of control on that show. It's awesome. But it's so over the top. You're like, okay, well, first of all, you got to have a mansion and this kind of space to do it in. But this lady, her name is Anitra Mekadon, and she's on a show called Mega Dens, and she is going to be like his co-host slash the person who leads the crew to do the work that he has. He's all, you know what we should do. And everyone goes, should we though? And she says, I can make that happen. So I'm in. He is going to, let's see, his ideas apparently include gutting a basement to add a fully decked out speakeasy. They don't give a lot of other examples. Maybe they don't want to give away. They don't want to ruin the surprise for everyone. He reportedly lives in Alpharetta, Georgia. And in the Chicago Tribune in 2006, they reported he loves the roomy kitchen with its granite countertops, cherry cabinets, fireplace, big, big stove with a little grill on it. I mean, it sounds kind of normal for a rich guy's place, right? Mm-hmm. And then in 2015, TMZ was reporting that some renovations were causing headaches for him. He was in a dispute with these companies because he wanted stuff.
We're talking
done.
About Little John still.
Little John, right. Little so John. He's clearly a guy who is into design but has questionable taste. So it looks like we're going to be getting a show from him. I don't see a date on here when this is supposed to start, but he's got an HGTV show now called Little John Wants to Do What?
Yeah. Sounds fun.
This summer. I don't see a date, but they're saying it's going to start this summer.
It sounds like a fun show to watch. I don't like unnecessary so-called home improvement, like the kind of thing where you go, you know what'd be cool here? And then you do it, and then later you go, it's not cool at all. Yeah. It turns out it's just a giant pain in my ass, and it doesn't even look that good after, you know, a year of use. It's ruined.
Right.
I just hate that
stuff.
I guess
we shouldn't have built it out of particle board, huh?
Hate it.
Didn't anticipate the crumbling of that. Yeah, it's a... That's the thing about great ideas. They're only great until they're not.
And when the next thing you know, you're giving away your hot tub or
I know.
Else,
oh, my God. That thing took up the whole deck, Vinny. What a terrible idea that was.
But
I got an idea.
You don't know until you try, right?
You don't. Sometimes you don't. And I'm all for trying stuff. I just hope it doesn't go down the Trading Spaces.
That's what I thought of.
Because
the garbagey, junky looking stuff that they did on that show is embarrassing to call that home.
It just had, you know, the whole point of that show was you want to have a shocking reveal. It became less about, I want to make this a nice space for you, and more about, look what we did.
Look what we did with hay.
We're crazy. I know. Or cardboard. Oh, my God. Some of those things they did. I really did think, are they gluing grass to that wall?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not going to be green forever. So I'm hoping that this is more like they find high end places for him to do his little crazy dreams. And then that this woman and her crew make it come true in a way that is sustainable and well done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there you
go. Well, he's notorious with this fancy bling to walk around with that gold cup, you know, with Patron.
The chalice.
Yeah. I mean, he's just like super fancy. So I would assume that he would have fancy tastes.
And that she can pull it off, and it's fancy. It's not just fancy on the surface. It's fancy all the way through. Like, let's make it happen. Lil Jon wants to do what this summer? HGTV.
He's not going to accept ghetto.
Sinead O'Connor's writing a book. In it, she says Prince summoned her to his Hollywood mansion where he yelled at her for swearing in interviews. And forced his butler to serve her soup, even though she kept saying, I don't want any of your soup, Prince. Please stop plying me with your soup. Funny that you mentioned that song. That's the song Prince wrote for her.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that he went completely psycho on her. He's forcing his butler to serve her soup, and he's yelling at her, don't swear so much in interviews. Then he turned nice all of a sudden, suggested that they have a pillow fight. But what she didn't know is that he had like a roll of nickels in his pillowcase and he's hitting her with it.
What?
And then she escapes from the mansion and she's on foot, you know, he stalked her. She's like running down his road and he's stalking her in his car. And then he gets out and chases her on foot on the highway.
We're still talking about Prince?
Prince and Sinead O'Connor.
You know, you want to believe victims, right? I mean, that's what we've been taught. We learn not to deny, but I have trouble believing this one. Sinead's been in and out of treatment centers.
Yeah.
So I'm not
sure.
Well,
and stories tend to grow as people become less and less interested in them. You have to continually add gory details. She says, you got to be crazy to be a musician, but there's a difference between being crazy and being a violent abuser of women. And
So she's saying that about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she says,
that's tough.
As for the song, Nothing Compares to You, she says, as far as I'm concerned, it's my song.
I will say, not necessarily in her defense, but, you know, Prince saying don't use language in your interviews when he sings as graphically as he does about sex, it seems a little hypocritical.
It's, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. He's gone and can't refute it, and she is free to put out whatever she wants in her book, I guess. So that's what Sinead O'Connor is, right? Part of what's happening. I don't see when this book is coming out. I don't even see a name for it. So I guess she's just doing interviews about it, and this is the part that people want to hear about.
Rememberings.
Oh, rememberings? Mm-hmm. Rememberings from Sinead O'Connor. So this weekend, the 2021 Billboard Music Awards are happening.
All right.
And they're Sunday night. Duran Duran are going to be performing, and this will be their 40th anniversary.
I love them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
me
not
too.
Kidding. I know
no,
people
I'm
always
with
go,
you. I'm
oh,
100%
Vinny, just,
with you.
No, I really love Duran Duran.
They are the latest star attraction set to perform on the 2021 Billboard Music Awards this Sunday night. They're going to perform a song remotely from London. This is so not the. This isn't the song. Rio. Let's go Rio.
All right. Yeah. I just played a Duran Duran.
Or Hungry, Hungry Like the Wolf. Let's play a Hey Day song. That song's fine. All right. But come on. Yeah.
Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand.
Now we're talking.
Oh, Duran Duran, I love them. Not this song. Nope. Yeah. Don't dare play this song.
You know that they've had, they're saying here, they've had two number one singles in the Billboard Hot 100. Do you know what they are?
Two number one singles in the Billboard
Hot 100. We haven't mentioned either of them yet.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say The Reflex.
Yeah, yes.
And Girls on Film.
No. I would have guessed that. It's A View to a Kill. It's the Bond theme. This will mark their 40th anniversary. They charted in April of 1981 with Planet Earth / Girls on Film, a double-sided hit on the Dance Club Songs chart. And now, 40 years later, they're going to perform on... It's kind of fun, right?
I love them. I, you know... And it's a, you know, they were teeny bopper heartthrobs. And so now when you see them, you're like, oi! Ugh!
Well, age happens.
Tour life
is
killing you.
You
need to find another job.
40 years
Yikes.
Is a ton. It's so many years.
Uh-huh.
Years and years and years. 40 years. Oh, there we go. Turn this up. So good. Anyway, Duran Duran, if you're a fan, you'll want to watch the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday night. Does it say it's probably on ABC or something? I don't see it. All right, what's coming up, Ben?
I'll get to that article about where to start or restart your career. Oh. Also, in-car ads.
Uh-oh.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.